from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Donnie, do you agree with that? Steelers have last place written all over them. That was Stephen A. The overreaction is on. I've tempered all my thoughts. I've been very level-headed. I'm done making bold declarations and proclamations after preseason games.
You have not declared anything. Yeah. Oh, definitely.
But apparently Stephen A. can't do that.
No, I don't think they have last place written all over them. They haven't been last place in my lifetime. I don't think they've been last place in like 35 years. The AFC North was not a division.
Correct.
Not even close
They're
to being
the only
a
team that's never finished last.
I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second, though.
There's a first for everything.
No, why does stuff that happened in the early '90s have anything to do with this year's team?
Well, something that has happened for the last almost 20 years now is that they never finished below 500, which is an ongoing joke in this town. But at the same time, it is true. And I think as long as you manage to do that, you're not going to finish in last place.
I don't see, let me put it this way. Unless we get injury luck again where Burrow goes down, I think the Steelers are going to, well, they need Burrow and they need Lamar Jackson to get hurt.
Oh, that's
And I guess that could happen. I mean,
in Jackson's case, it seems like it happens
almost every year.
Burrow has to have the same label attached. He's been hurt twice.
I think they're a third place team without those two things, Chris.
Yeah, I think they are too, but third place ain't last. I don't know. Stephen A. is doing Content Mill 101. We all know he's a big Steelers fan. He loves to rip the Cowboys. What better for Stephen A. to do on a day like today than to overreact to a preseason game?
I know, but he's not sounding like a Steelers fan because of what Donnie just said. Steelers fan says, we haven't finished last since 88. Grudgingly says, we've never had a losing season under Tomlin. And never, ever, ever believes that the Browns are actually better than this team.
That's even like when they beat them in the playoffs.
That's like on like the Ten Commandment list of things you know or you cite as a Steelers fan.
So why would Stephen A. say this? Maybe he's trying to get through to Mike Tomlin.
Maybe he's posting it. He knows it's like he's in cahoots with Tomlin. He says it. Tomlin then takes it and it's bulletin board material.
Sends it to his team. Can you believe this? I thought this guy was my friend. Team responds with a 12-win season. Tomlin quietly thanks Stephen A.
He's using Stephen A. to...
Maybe he needed to try doing this with Kenny Pickett last year.
Get his team up to get his team, yeah. Well, you have to evolve or die in this business, Malzi.
Man, I still can't get over how teed off they were in Philly about that Thursday night.
I threw out all my Pickett stuff this weekend. It's gone. All of it.
I hope you didn't throw out the jersey that fake John and Robinson got you, the Eagles Pickett jersey.
No, it's still in my locker here.
I'm wearing my Saints one.
It's still in my locker here. All my Steelers Pickett stuff is gone. I just needed to have a cleansing this weekend.
Why didn't you give it to somebody? Like, donate it to Goodwill.
You think people would want to wear that stuff? I know that I know that they're less fortunate out there, but...
Yes, they would wear it.
I mean, that's like the episode of Seinfeld where, like, not even the people that were destitute wanted the day-old bagels. You think
or the muffins without tops?
Yeah, you think they want... You think they want Pickettsburg shirts?
I mean, they could send them overseas, maybe? I don't know. Like the Super Bowl losers?
I like when one of those shirts ends up at Gabe's. Like, it didn't make the shipment over.
Oh,
like
yeah,
the
yeah.
Super
well,
Bowl
oh.
loser. Like,
well, no, I had the all-time example of that, and I think I gave it to my brother because it started to shrink and didn't fit me. I found at Gabe's New England Patriots 19-0 Super Bowl champions undefeated hoodie, and I wore that for a while.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It was. There are pictures.
That's an awesome shirt.
There are old pictures of me circa like 2008 wearing a Patriots undefeated Super Bowl champs hoodie. It's one of my. It was one of my prized possessions until it shrunk too much.
What if I changed the question for Donnie and said, even citing those stats, better chance the Steelers finish in first or last?
Better chance of last because okay. There are two teams that are far. I don't want to say far and away, but two teams that are clearly to me better than them. So with quarterbacks healthy,
I do think the Ravens have a chance to be like frighteningly good if Henry still has some real gas left in that tank. And in Burrow's case, I think they could be even better than the Ravens because Burrow's that good when he's healthy.
I love Burrow.
Having said that, Lamar's style is always going to make it a risk. Henry, I don't think this will happen, but Henry could be getting to the age where he actually does age out. And then, like I said, Burrow could mess his calf up or do something. The weird one for me is the real determining factor as to whether or not they finish in last is this. Does Deshaun Watson make any kind of improvement this year? Because if he's the same Deshaun Watson he's been, I don't care how good their defense looks, they're going to be hard-pressed to win a lot of games. If he's good, if he's even... Pony, if he's even 70% of the Deshaun Watson he was in Houston, that's probably better than Russell Wilson or Fields could be this year. And then I think the Steelers...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.